It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook and Mobile Casino. That's right. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app, and you can now play the casino games. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours. What you need to do is go to your app store, download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app. And if you've already done that, KSN listeners, if you go into the app, you may just need to update the app. It's real quick and easy. Trust me, I've done it. And you can be playing casino games right there from your couch. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now. Use promo code KSN. Play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free for $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Dustin, I know you have no problems with gambling. You're always a winner.
I never lost. It's hard to lose when you rarely play, but never lost either. I'm 0-0, but that's a pretty sweet deal, man. And I did get involved a little bit last year, and it's cool. I mean, I think the risk free thing it makes it a good chance just to give it a shot.
Very cool. I did very well, by the way, with my blackjack playing. Anyway, let's move on, Dustin. Penn State got a commitment from recruit Lonnie White. He's listed as an athlete. Penn State recruited him as a wide receiver, so we thought this would be a good time to talk about Penn State's wide receiver depth chart, and I could do this very easily. Here's their depth. Jahan Dotson.
Experience depth. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Is there anything beyond Jahan Dotson that you would call a given?
No, and I think, you know, you can look at that as a good thing. You can look at it as a bad thing. I think people are pretty nervous about the future of the wide receiver, maybe not the future, the present of the wide receiver position. And to a certain extent, I mean, there's not going to be a lot of answers until we start to see these guys on the field. But I think the options that they have are pretty good, you know, and I think whether they're ready for 2020 or not seems to be the big question. But as far as carrying this depth chart into the future, I think Penn State's got a lot of pretty nice options here. And, you know, certainly Jahan Dotson, I think the wait kind of continues for Daniel George to turn the corner, right? I think a lot of the 2020 season, how you feel about wide receivers depends on whether you're looking at Daniel George as being a guy who's ready right now. I don't know I think you sort of believe that he is.
Well, let me give you my take on Daniel George, and I'm going to say something that's probably going to sound stupid, and it won't be the first time that's happened, Dustin, but I'm going to go for it anyway. Daniel George, his problem was what? He was the drops, and we've seen that from several of Penn State's wide receivers over the last couple of years. Yet that's the one negative that it's probably the worst negative that you could have, but it's the one I worry about least because I think it's correctable. And I always go back to Mike Gesicki as my example as an underclassman. Remember the problems that he had catching the ball? And it's not like these kids forget how to catch the ball. It's the most basic thing, and I think it's a matter of confidence. They just need to get over that, and when they do, I think they're ready, and I believe that to be the case for Daniel George. So go ahead. Is that stupid?
I don't think that's stupid. I think the drops thing is a really interesting thing. I mean, that's a mental thing as much as anything, and with the mental thing, it's going to be tied into confidence. In Daniel George's case, I think sometimes I've got I've got one series, right? I've got one series on the field here. I need to make the most of it. And that urgency is in his mind. And so when a ball is kind of thrown out there, instead of trying to make the catch, it's all about like, let's do something big with this, you know? And I think settling into, just kind of keeping your focus on the here and now is part of maturity and an experience and a composure thing. And I think sometimes it's a matter of, okay, you're the guy, you're the starter. Don't worry. Like, you got to go out there and be yourself and not try to be something bigger than yourself. And I think once that mentality sits in, I think the case of the drops can go away. Mike Gesicki, I think maybe something similar was going on there, but I think it was just a real, just getting to a point where he could just focus on that one simple mission. You know, sometimes as a receiver, you're focused on a lot of stuff. You're focused on what the coverage is. You're focused on what your route is and being precise with that. You're not sure in a lot of cases whether the ball is or isn't coming your way. It's based on a lot of different things. So, you know, the idea, the act of actually catching the ball, weirdly enough, isn't something that gets a lot of focus on in some of these cases.
Well, I agree. I think it's just a matter of confidence, and if he can get that back, I think he'll be just fine. Now, let's go to the other side, and we all saw the depth chart, which had T.J. Jones listed ahead of John Dunmore. They both are redshirt freshmen. John Dunmore was the more highly touted. They're both from Florida. John Dunmore was the 4-star, T.J. Jones the 3-star. And when we had their coach, Stubblefield, on, and he was asked about, you know, the starting depth chart, in my mind, he did everything but say we kind of picked names out of a hat, you know, to see, because guys haven't proven anything on the field yet. And it seems that we look at those two, like I said, probably more people were thinking John Dunmore would be the guy who steps up. What do you see between the two of them? I know you're a pretty big T.J. Jones guy, aren't you?
Yeah, I like what he brings, you know, and I think he's got a durable frame, and I think that just in terms of his physical ability, he was closer to being ready for college football than John Dunmore was. John Dunmore was in the mid 170s weight wise. I know he's, or I think maybe 179 was where he was listed coming out, and now he's in the low 190s, and I think he's a lot closer to that. But I do, it's not a shock to me that T.J. Jones would be viewed in at least equal regard to John Dunmore. I think John Dunmore can do some special things when it comes to just kind of plucking the ball out of the air. His hands, his catch radius, what he can do with his body control. I think he's really good in that department. I think T.J. Jones, you know, he's really good run after the catch. Short catch turned into something a little bit bigger. 6'1", 110, I think, is where they have him at. So a nice compact build. It's not surprising. I think, you know, the depth chart, you can write some of that off, but at the same time, you have to, there's a meaningful takeaway there somewhere about how they feel about T.J. Jones and a statement that was delivered saying, hey, be on the lookout for this guy. So I think the depth chart itself was meant to deliver some kind of message about some of these guys. I think T.J. Jones, he might be the starter. He might not be. But I think they're just telling fans, like, hey, this is a guy you need to watch a little closer, somebody that maybe you haven't given enough credit to him.
Well, and just to circle back to, you were giving some of the weights of these guys. John Dunmore, he came in at 172, and they currently list him at 191, and he did need to pack on some weight, and he obviously did that. T.J. Jones came in at listed at 185, and he's now listed at 200. So both of them, obviously, in their freshman year, spent some time in the weight room and are going to be a factor. Now, you also got to remember, at wide receiver, it's not a case, okay, this guy's the starter, you just go find a comfortable place on the bench. They rotate guys in. So I don't think, even when someone's going to be listed officially as the starter, I see both these guys getting some opportunity for playing time. And ultimately, it's going to be what they do on the field officially on Saturdays that's going to decide who's going to get the most playing time.
And I think now more than ever, what you see on the field and the pecking order and the prioritization at wide receiver, there's a good chance that it's a work in progress throughout the year, because there's a number of names, including John Dunmore, including Keandre Lambert, who could start to make a move whenever they get that opportunity, kind of like how running back went last year. They went into the year pretty open-minded about how things were going to play out, and they were going to follow the lead of how things played out. I think you might see some of that happen at wide receiver. You're going to see some of these guys who we aren't immediately discussing right now. Keandre Lambert is a guy who comes to mind that they start to make a move. Now, what this looks like moving forward, it's going to depend a lot on what we see in 2020 and how that pecking order starts to take shape, because it's going to be about 2020 and who's contributing then. It's also going to be about how, looking at 2021 and beyond, how these guys start to jockey for position then too. I think Lambert's got a good shot. Jaden Dotton's got, he's a little bit more developmental than Keandre Lambert is. Parker Washington, I think, is ready day one, whenever he can and does get to campus. He'll be an interesting guy to follow along with. Malik Mega, really high upside athlete, needs some development. Norval Black is a great unknown coming from the JUCO ranks. There's five freshmen total coming in. Two are already enrolled in classes. Three more will be coming whenever they get back. And then, yeah, Lonnie White Jr. into the mix, who, again, I don't really picture him right now as a play day one, play year one guy. So there's a lot of just, you know, looking at 2021 and 2022 and beyond, and there's a lot of guys that we don't yet know what they are, which I think is they're in good shape talent wise. We just need to see how this starts to play out in 2020.
Well, you mentioned a couple of these true freshmen coming in. A couple of them were very highly regarded, and part of the question with them becomes, without the summer workouts and potentially a delayed start and not as long a fall camp, all of those things, how much does that negatively affect those true freshmen coming in and their opportunity to get on the field?
In terms of the competition with guys who have already been through the program for a year or two, it definitely does. In terms of, you know, nationwide, Penn State and true freshmen everywhere are in the same boat. And at the same time, you know, some of these guys who are redshirt freshmen or whatever, if they haven't done the right things this spring, if when coaches aren't directly hovering over them, if they haven't worked on the things that they needed to work on, if they haven't gotten stronger, if they haven't been able to get, work on their quickness and things like that on their own, then they're going to start to give way to even true freshmen who have done a lot of the right things. So, I think there are guys, Parker Washington, Keandre Lambert are two names in the 2020 class that I feel like are capable of making a move in a situation like that. We'll see what happens. There's a lot, even week one to week 13, this is going to look a lot different as we go. We'll take a quick break here on the Keystone Kickoff Show and move on. Looking at two sport athletes, Penn State's history with them right after this.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.